Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Ayin Hey. First day of Chanukah, Chanukah Sameach to all. And we are on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, about five lines up from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Here we go. So just 2 points I alluded to yesterday, just before we start. And that is, number one, the Shar Mitzrayim and Balacha quoted the idea that yesterday we had a three-way machlokas about how to define a mamzer. What's a mamzer and who is a mamzer? So Rabbi Kiva holds the most extreme that mamzer is even from Chayvei Lavin. Even Chayvei Lavin, whether they're Grusha Lako, maybe not Grusha Lakoim, but other Chayvei Lavin of Nisina and with a Goy. So that might be unclear whether that's included Chayvei Lavin. But other Chayvei Lavin, that is mamzer. And others say the most extreme in the other way is Chayvei Mises Bezdin, only Chayvei Mises Bezdin and nothing else. And in the middle is even Chayvei Krisus. So we paskin like the middle shita, that Chayvei Mises Bezdin and Chayvei Krisus are mamzer, but not from Chayvei Lavin. So it says the Shar Mitzrayim and Balacha, maybe this is a mucker for the Magen Avraham. Which Magen Avraham is Reish Nun Dalet Shekasav Yemish Oser Nafilu B'Di'Evid. If there's one shita that says it's Oser even B'Di'Evid, and there are some that matter it even L'Chachila, so then we can at least matter it B'Di'Evid. So he says, like the middle opinion. That's the Magen Avraham. If there's a shita in both extremes, we can at least hold like the middle opinion. Or the Tumim says in Choshe Mishpat, Dim Shteya Deos B'Tachlis Haksavos Vashlishi Omer Deo HaEmsois K'gon Echad Oser Afilu B'Hana V'Echad Mutter Afilu B'Achila. Halacha is kavaseh. Halacha is like the middle one. So it's kind of like in halacha, the shvil hazav of the Rambam, going following the middle path. So if you have three extreme shitas, all three different ways, so then maybe one could rely on the middle one. So that is just the haran of Shar Mitzrayim Halacha on the three-way machlokas. The other point to mention at the end, I mentioned at the end of Shir, was the tshuva of the Noda Bihuda. This is in Yaradeya Tinyana, Simin Kuf Pei Beis. So he writes at the beginning of the tshuva, he hardly has any time, he's very sick, but I have to answer you at least a little bit. What you asked on the shach, Vekshisa ata b'michtavech, al-divri ha-shach yoradeh reish pe aleph, she-kasav, that the shach wrote, she-ish kama v'kama mitzvos she-ein mamzer chayev b'hem. There are many, many mitzvos, kama v'kama mitzvos that a mamzer is not chayev in. V'kasavta, she-lo yadata shum mitzvah she-ein a mamzer chayev b'hem. And you don't even know one. So what's the shach talking about? There are many. Does a mamzer have to wear tefillin? Mamzer tzitzis, matzah, not eat treif. So mamzer chayev in all mitzvahs. And he says it's against the Tosfos in Baba Kama. So he says lo didakta bedvarav. Says you are medaktik in the words of the Shach Hakadosh. Shem, because first of all, the Shach is also talking about ger toshav. And when he says kama v'kama mitzvahs, he means about both. And ger toshav, obviously there are a lot of mitzvahs. Rashi says ger toshav is only sheva mitzvahs, and that's it. But he's nevelus. But so when he says ger tosha, that's where he writes kama v'kama. Mamzer, you're right. Tolo shayach lashon kama v'kama. But avam amash ata lo yadata shum mitzvah ani yadiyecha. I'll let you know some mitzvahs. Number one is shifcha. Shifcha, according to Rov Poskim, we had this at the Daf Samach Taz earlier. Rov Poskim said the isser of marrying a shifcha kanan is for a Jew is an isser daraisa. Right, we discussed that when we discussed Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says Yecholin Mamzerin Litar about marrying a shifcha. So how can a mamzer marry a shifcha? Isn't it an issa daraisa? So we discussed then, you know, what the Rashi says he's kadosh va'omed. So there, and the Rambam says derabanan. But therefore that this the question doesn't get off the ground. But says the Noda Bihuda, that's one. That's one. The isser of marrying a shifcha kananis, a mamzer is not musarin. He says, but I. Vafilu l'das haRambam, the lucky answer to Rabbi Shifcha. What about according to the Rambam? I'll give you another one. Our Gemara yesterday. Akatilu didon dekayim l'k Rabbi Yehuda. The mitzri v'yadomi gam nekevos asuros. We paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, who says, oh, the only time that you have in Isser to marry only men and not women is only Amon Moav. Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moav v'lo Moavis. But let's say mitzri v'adomi, or us of the first two generations, the women are also us of the first two generations. Vahare mamzer mutter lisa mitzris. But a mamzer is allowed to marry a mitzris. Kishem shemamzeres muteres lehinasi lamoni kimifurish bekidusha daf ayin dalan amabez. The lines that we just read. The afilu Rabbi Yehuda to omer to oser ger b'mamzeres. Even Rabbi Yehuda who says a ger cannot marry mamzeres. Ger amoni moavi mutar b'mamzeres. A ger amoni moavi is mutter with a mamzeres. Vahare lecha mitzvah shein a mamzer chayibah. That's a mitzvah. So you have number one, the Isser Shifcha, and number two, what we just said, the last lines that we just read yesterday, Ger Amon Moav, is allowed to marry a mamzer. Then he says, Then he explains the Tosfos of Bava Kamma, and then he says, "My son told me, Bini Harav HaCharif, Marin Rav Shmuel, Shebelav Achi Yishkav of Mitzvos Lo Shaycha B'Mamzer, Vehim Kol Mitzvos Sanhedrin, U'Mamzer Pasul Adun, Dine Nefashos U'Malkus." So maybe to be part of the Sanhedrin is also Yizat Shaych too. V'Lio Shanik Eineni B'Kochi V'Kama Yamim Hayiti B'Cheder HaMitot Katzarti. So he says that's the not the Behuda. But as he says, what Mitzvos is a Mamzer not obligated in? And that is the two mitzvahs that he mentioned of Shivcha and Ger, marrying Amoni, marry a Mitzri or an Adon. Okay, let's continue now. Tana Rabbanan. We're in the last week. The last week of Maseches Kedushin. Right, today's Daf Ayin Hey. And, sorry? For Seder Nashim. And we'll go through Pei Beis. Seder Nashim and Devat Hashem, we should all be Messiah and Bezrat Hashem on Hanukkah. And the Baal Hashem, get into the Babis. Right, the only time, I've seen Yonah Diyoma, first day of Chanukah, one of the only six times in Shas, Mishnayis, where Chanukah is mentioned, is Mishnah Baba Kama. It's one of the mysteries. Maybe we'll mention it a little later. One of the ideas that comes up connected to the Daf. Right, why is Chanukah not a Mishnayis? It's only referred to a Derech Agav on Bikurim. You can bring Bikurim all the way till Chanukah. Or if you have a big camel that has a load, overloaded on the both sides, so usually if there's a candle outside in the Shuk, and you're camel load burns up the guy's store next to you. You're going down this little narrow shuk. So usually the owner of the store is chayiv, unless it's Chanukah. So then he's allowed to have his candle out, and therefore the camel driver is chayiv. Is that all? Why doesn't it say anywhere chayiv, neru shubesa, mahadrim and mahadrim? Why is that safe for the Gemara? It's not in the Mishnah. Okay, it's kasha. But either way, that's the that's one of the makoros of Chanukah is in Bava Kamma, which starts by the Shem on Chanukah coming up. Tana Rabbanan, right after Tana Rabbanan. Four lines from the bottom. Bet Teisha Shana V'Yomechan. Once a boy is 9 years old, which makes him Roy Labia, Roy for a Maisa Bia. Ger Amoni Umoavi Mitzri Va'Adomi Kusi Nusinu Chalol Ma'amzer. All of these Chayvei Lavin Shabau Al HaKohenetz V'Alaviyav Al Bas Yisrael. If any of these Psulim are Boel, a Jew, Kohenetz Leviyav Yisrael, Psalua, they passel her. We're going to have three Shitas now. When is a woman... The woman who is Niv'elis become Psula. We're going to have three Shitas, and we're going to see the slight differences between each of these Shitas. But the Pashas of this Gemara is that Chai Ve'lavin make the woman give her the status of a Zona, Psaluha, right? That's the Pashas. And that's what Rashi says Beferish in Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph. Rashi there says, Nivala Be'ilas Nus, you know Rashi defines that? Yevamos Samach Aleph, Kigon Yisraelis HaNiv'elis L'Pasula. That's a Zona. That's a B.S. Nus. Nivelis, Nivelis, Lepasala. Tosus there doesn't like it. Pirsha Kodesh, Yisrael, Tashel, Lepasala, B.F. Shalom, Arkane. Chayve Lavin. The Tapsi Bakadush, and Lavi Zona. So, Ella, Bechayve Krisus, says Tosus. It is unclear how Tosus reads our Gemara. So, one line Tosus there. What does Tosus do with our Gemara? Psalua doesn't mean Mashva Zona. So, it's unclear what Tosus does with that Gemara. Remember the Rambam we discussed, I think, a few days ago. The Rambam has a third Shita. The Rambam has a more inclusive Shita, not only Psulim, but also, remember the Rambam adds Nivala L'Chalal. Even Nivala L'Chalal, the Rambam says, Afa Pishi Muteres Li Nasilo. Even as Mutter. Right? A Chalal marrying a Bas Kohen. Right, that's okay, but that's a zona, says the Rambam. Beginning of Perak Yud Chazon Chazisiribia. We discussed then Reb Chaim. What's the machlokas? How do you get a zona? Is it totally on a maisa abia b'maisa avera? That's not what the Rambam says, because you can have a bs heter that creates the woman giving her the status of a zona. So the Tosa seems to say it's a bs iser, because he said it has to be chayvi krisus, not even chayvi lavin. Well, the Rambam seems to say no, it is not the status of a zona has nothing to do with. A bias iser, it has to do more with a yichus that is passed on from a pasul parent to a pasul child, but not dafka a bias iser. Okay, so that was just the Rambam. So that's Rashi and Tosfos and Yevamos Samach Aleph and the Rambam and Hilchos Yisurei Bia. So how does Tosfos read our Gemara? Not 100% clear. But that's the first shita in the Brisa. In the Tosefta, then any of these pasul men who live with a kosher woman, pasaluha. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shita number 2, kol shezaro pasul posel. Anyone whose child is pasul is posel the woman that he lives with. The kol shein zaro pasul ain't a posel. Anybody whose child is not pasul does not posel the wife. Okay, second Shita. Third Shita, Rabbi Shiv Begam Liel Omer. Shugamliel says, I know how to do that one. Okay. Kosha Atanose Bito Atanose Amanaso. Anyone who you can marry, you, the Kohen, Rashi says, L'Kohen Ka'amar. Anyone who a Kohen can marry his daughter, Atanosi Amanasu, then a Kohen can marry his Amana, obviously not his Grusha. Atanosi Atanosi Bito, and if any Kohen who cannot marry his daughter, Atanosi Atanosi Amanasu, you can't marry his Amana. So what exactly, it sounds pretty similar, all of these Shitos. So what exactly is the difference? We're going to find one unique case, that's the difference between Shita 1 and 2, and 2 and 3. So, Ma'ike Be'tarakaba Rubein Rabbi Yossi. Remember what the Shita is? The Tarakama says, if any Pasul lives with a woman, she's Pasul. That's it. But the second Shita is, anyone whose Zera is Pasul, whose child becomes Pasul with his Bia, then she becomes Pasul. And if not, not. So what's the difference? Where do you have a woman whose child is not Pasul? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Mitzri Sheni Ike Be'nayu. A Mitzri Sheni, a Mitzri, you're not allowed to marry the first two generations, but the third generation of a Mitzri, you're allowed to marry. So Mitzri Sheni Kibidayu, that's the difference. Meaning if a Mitzri Sheni is Boel, a woman, so according to the Tanakama, as we'll see, the woman's Psula, right? Because she was Nivlal Apostle. But according to the second Shita, Kol Shezaro Apostle Posel. And here Zaro is not Apostle, and for her, she's not Apostle. Vishneim Lolam Du Elami Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. And they both learn it. The model is Kohen Gadol and an Almana. The Tanakama Savar. The Tanakama, the more inclusive Shita hold, Ki Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. Just like a Kohen Gadol with an Almana. Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. Just like a Kohen Gadol with an Amana. She biyaso ba'avira. That has a Maisa Avira in the Bia. Uposel ba. And she the Amana becomes Psula. Af kol she biyaso ba'avira apostle. So to anyone who has a Maisa Avira, the Bia of a Maisa Avira is apostle. Fine, that's the Tanaka Mishita. Rabbi Yossi Savar no. Ki kol Gadol ba'amana. Same model, but a different limud. Ma Kohen Gadol ba'amana. She zaro apostle uposel. Just like Kohen Gadol ba'amana. Whose Zera is apostle. Right, they have chalalim uposel, and therefore the almana becomes nifsala. Of kolshes are apostle posel la afuke mitzri sheni, to exclude a mitzri sheni. Shein's our apostle, or the mitzri sheni zera is not apostle to amar kra, because the pasuk says banim ashe yivaldu lahem dar shlishi yavo lahem b'kahal Hashem. They can marry in a mitzri shlishi can marry in. We discussed the sefer chinuch also a few days ago about why mitzri and is different than Amon and Moav, right? Mitzri was much longer. They subjugated us, right? So what? So you could discuss that. That is, it was part of the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you can't really fault them. They were the tool. We discussed the Rambam and the Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha by Brisbane Abasarim, connecting to that Sefer HaChinuch. Okay. The Parshas of this line of the Gemara, the Rishonim point out, is that a Mitzri Shlishi can marry a Kohen. Kohenes. Sounds like it. Right, Yavala Mikal Hashem. It sounds like a Mitzri Sheni is Kasher LeGehuna. But if you look at Maseches Yavamis, Daf Ayin Zayin, if you remember that one, the Gemara says there, it's Machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish. It's Machlokas whether one can marry. So the Gemara says, Bas Ger Amoni, Ubas Mitzri Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kshera, Rish Lakish Amar Psula. Rabbi Rish Lakish Amar Psula, Dialaf Lamiko and Galdab Amana. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kshera, Titanir Bizakai. So are we forced to say that this Gemara is like Rabbi Yochanan? And not Rish Lakish? Is that what we're forced to say? Says the Ritva, yes. Says the Ritva, yeah, the Gemara must be going like Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, oh, that's what he says second. I read it for what he first says. Pirish Arayvet. First, the Ritva quotes the Arayvet. It's also quoted in the Ramban. Delav Lameimra. We're misunderstanding our Gemara. When our Gemara says that a Mitzri Sheni is an afkamina between them, it doesn't mean that she's kosher all the way. The law of Lameimer, Sheni's our apostle, Klala, Filu Kahuna, hey, because we learned in Mizekh Livamas that Rish Lakish says it's not good. Sulu Kahuna. Elavadi da Hacha Hachi Kama, this is what it means. Sheni's our apostle Kamo, it just means she's not as bad as the mother. Shdeihu, apostle, Afilu Kahal Yisrael. Ubito, Eno Psula, El Kahuna Belvad. Big naf kabin, big naf Mitzri Shlishi. The Torah says Mitzri Shlishi is allowed in. Does that mean anybody? Does that mean this Mitzri Shlishi is better than a ger? Right, because a ger can't marry Yores can't marry a Kohen. So is he better than a ger? So the Ravid says no, not better. Right, third generation, it's possible Guna also. Even though it doesn't sound like from the Gemara. That's why the Ritva says Velo Nehira. I don't agree with this Ravid. To Im Kain, my height, the Brachina Basamach, my Ika, being Rabbi Yosef, Shimon Gamliel. There's a big nafkamita between them. And also, Vesu doesn't sound like. Doesn't sound like it. My height, Amrina, Dika Binayu, Amoni, Moavi. We're going to get to that too. Doesn't sound that way. Elavade says the Ritva, like most Rishonim here. Tahacha Memer Kapashte. Dimitri Sheni, Ein Zaro, Apostle Klau. Ubito Ksheru Kahuna. A Mitzri Shlishi is allowed to marry anybody. It's like a full Jew. It's like a full Jew. V'chein bitu shel amoni moavi v'sugyin k'Reb Yochanan. Looks like Rabbi, the sugi is going like Rabbi Yochanan. Shitu says that she's in Yevamis. The alta tama deha high shakla v'tari dak Rabbi Yochanan. Don't think it's so bad because you know the Gemara sometimes does that. The chitema. Then he just says one final question. So why does our Gemara quote a different pasuk than Rabbi Yochanan quoted? Our Gemara quotes banim hashi yivaldu l'andar shlishi yavalem b'kal Hashem. The Gemara just read you said ki im besula be'am av yikachish. It's a different pasuk. So the Ritva answers sometimes the Gemara, if it knows something from somewhere else, it doesn't always quote the exact correct pasuk. He says, and there's many examples like this in Shas. V'ikol ameimar demishum depashit hasam beperka arel delo shanilam bekal yisrael lekal kuhuna baha. Once the Gemara in Yevamis, which comes before Kiddushin, the Gemara in Yevamis is poshet, that it doesn't make a difference who she's mutter to everybody. So the Gemara is not medacted to quote that exact pasuk. Ubitak shir b'shteyan b'shave lo chash talmuda hacha levirurei milsa v'naka la haikra depashit v'techvasi b'talmuda. So that's a big chiddush. But again, you have to put on the pile on the evidence. Does the Gemara ever quote a non-exact pasuk because it's relying on a different Gemara where it quotes the exact pasuk? That's the Gemara. There's a Magen Mishnah that says that one time for the Rambam, that they're a similar idea. The Rambam sometimes, even though he knows the Gemaras, he'll make up his own drasha in order to the one that he seems to fit in better. So again, some people like to quote that Magen Mishnah. Others say you got to limit that very much because the Rambam probably, in most cases, has a Yerushalmi. Most of the time, the Rambam has a Yerushalmi, has a Medrash, has a Sifra. Again, it's very, very unusual that the Rambam would make up his own drasha because we know when does Rambam say his own shita? Venir Ali. When he quotes Venir Ali, that's when you can say he's saying his own svara. But to say he make up his own drasha, most of the time we just might not have the makar that the Rambam says. But that is what the Ritva suggests here, that it's not quoting the perfectly correct one because it's relying on a different Gemara. Next. So that was the difference between shita 1 and 2. Is a Mitzri Sheni. Because a Mitzri Sheni, the Zera is not Pasal, even though he is Pasal. What about the second and third Shita? Rav Shiva Gamliel Omer. Got it? The 12th line. Kasha Adonosei Bito Adonosei Almanasa. Whoever a Kohen can marry their daughter, so then that Almana could also be married. V'chosh Iyatonosei Es Bito. If he can't marry his daughter, Iyatonosei Almanasa, then he can't marry his Almanasa. So Ma'ika Ben Rebisov Shiva Gamliel. Amar Ula. Ger Ammoni Umoavi Gabenayu. A Ger Ammoni Umoavi is the difference between them. Why? Because there are some of their children that you can marry. They also learn it from Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. Rabbi Yossi says, the second Shita, Ki Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'amana says, Zera Pasul L'Posel. Just like Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, some of the Zera is Pasul, right? Meaning the men. If an Ammoni Umoavi has a man, Ammoni Umoavi, so that Zera is Pasul L'Posel. Therefore, just like Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, all the Zera is Pasul and Posel. I've called you Zera Pasul, Posel. So to anyone who has some Zera Pasul, Pasul's the mother. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, no. Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, she calls Zera Pasul. Just like Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, all the children, males and females, are all Pasul. I've called Shekol Zara Pasul. So to anyone who all their children would be Pasul, Afilu Nekevos, even the females. La Fuki Geramoni Umoavi, Denekevos, Habiksheros Lovobakol, excluding a Geramoni Umoavi, whose female children, whose daughters, will be able to be married in. Domar Mar, Amoni Velo Amonis, Velo Moavi Velo Moavis. Right? To it. Why? Because we paskin, like Badavad Amelech, Amoni Velo only the males, and not the females. Chazal give the reason why, because it's only the derech of the men to go out to do the chesed in the battlefield, and they were the ones that did not do the chesed, so they're the ones that are culpable. They're the ones that are culpable. The Gemara says in Yevamis, they do not have the midah of Rahman and Baishan and Megom Lechasadim, and therefore they are excluded from the Jewish religion. There's a major discussion in the Ba'alei Machshava. Why is it that David HaMelech had to have Ammoni Umoavi blood in him at all? So they get over the controversy. They get it over, right? On the battlefield in Yevamis, Tafayin Zayin, Ayin Ches, they come up and say, you know, Don't worry about it. It's only the males, not the females. So why was there any problem in the first place? Right? Nothing's mikra. Right? David HaMelech had to have Ammoni blood in him. Why is that? There's a fascinating answer given by the founding Rosh Hashiva in Keren B'Yavne, Rav Goldwicht, where he quotes a Shem Yishmuel, who says one line, "D'inyan amalucha lo haya nimsa b'Yisrael, v'hayu tzrichin likach zos me'amon u'moav." Says Rav Goldwicht, quoting the Shem Yishmuel, to be a melech is not something naturally that a Jew does. Because after all, Jews are one family. supposed to be, ideally, one family, one body, one guf. Right? The Ritva, it doesn't quote it, but the Ritva says in Rosh Hashanah, the basis for Yatza Motzi, if I already did my mitzvah, I can still be Motzi you, is Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, and Kubam Kiguf Echad. Well, like one guf. And therefore, my right hand and my left hand, you know, don't get angry at each other. If I hammer in a nail and I smash my left pinky, my left hand doesn't punch my right hand. Why do you do that? Because it's all one guf. It's all one guf. So it says we have gold of Tinia Malucha. So it's not natural for there to be Malchus in the Jewish people. Because Malchus requires, to be an effective king, requires for one Jew to rule over another Jew. And therefore, that is not very natural. I'm reading from the Rav Goldbach has an article in the Sefer Zichron Harav that was put out for Rav Soloveitchik. Lachain Hutzrichu Yisrael. That's why David HaMelech had to have a little Ammonite and Moabite blood in him in order to make him an effective king. Chas v'shalom, not to make him proud or go overboard about Gaiva, but just to give him the ability to be able to rule over his fellow Jew. Shaul HaMelech did not have it. Shaul was JFB, right? Jew from birth, you know, going back in the Yichus, right? So therefore, he was a tzaddik. But Chazal say he was not an effective king. He was king for 2 years. And that he couldn't roll over. He was affected. Remember, we had a shiur about this, so we looked at the stories closely in Perek Tezvav, in the story of Amalek and Shmuel Aleph, and the earlier stories when he was supposed to wait a week to bring the karbanos. Shaul kept saying that he did it because of the Am, because he didn't have the koach to rule over the Am, and that was what was needed to be an effective king. Right, so that's the difference between David and Shaul. Nothing negative about Shaul, but right, I mean, he might have been not his fault because this is part of like another larger issue. Bnei Yisrael were the ones that asked for the king at the wrong time. Why was Shmuel HaMelech so angry? Why is Hashem so angry? He wasn't supposed to. Okay, he was supposed to. He wasn't supposed to. But either way, that was this is all. It all connects, and also connects finally to the. And then we'll move on to the story later on in Shmuel Beis when David HaMelech is bringing the Aron back to the Yerushalayim, and the he's dancing and he's schwitzing and he's taking off his jacket and he's making a whole big parade. And who looks out the window? Michal Bas Shaul, as if we don't know who Michal is yet. The video, she's watching it, and they're taking videos and everything, and she's looking out the window, and David finally goes in after a long day, the Navi describes, and he says, oh, what a day. Amazing, he's so happy. And Michal says, wow, how great, what a great day that the Amhos, the maidservants of Israel, saw the arms of the king of Israel. What a great day. Sarcasm. And she says, my father would never have done such a thing. So David HaMelech and the Yalkut there, David really David alludes to something in the Psukim, which doesn't seem to segue to be an answer. But if the Yalkut fills it in, David HaMelech says, you're right, because your father would never have done it, because he was focused on what the people would think about. I do what's right. I do what's right because I'm the king and I decide what I want to do. And that's why, Sharbachar B, that's the answer. David says, Hashem, Sharbachar B, Me'avicha, Me'beis Avicha, right, so that's who I followed. So again, this is all related to the fact that Rav Goldbach said that this Ammonite blood, Ammoni v'lo Ammonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis, that's what it's connected to. Okay, Amar Rav Chisda, Leiter. It's a number of sugis that come up today. Hakol Modim, ba'almonas Isa, Shepsul kahuna. Last time I want to see this Isa came up was in the first parak in Ksubis. It was on a Shabbos, so again, there you can't look back. Hakol Modim, ba'almonas Isa, Shepsul kahuna. What does that mean? Everybody agrees by a doe. Widow. He says a doe. D-O-U-G-H. Right? So, Amonat Isa, Shepsul Kahuna. So, we had a few days ago also that doe, right? We had Eretz Yisrael is Isa L'Bavel. What that mean? That it was all mixed up because there were so many ingredients in it. So, Amonat Isa means there are so many svekas. If you have a woman that has a lot of svekas about her, Psula L'Kahuna. She is Pasul L'Kahuna. What exactly is the case? We'll see in a minute. Let's just first do the Gemara. Mant Mekel, Bahani Tanoi, Rabshim Gamlio. How do you know everybody agrees that she's pasul? Because who was the most makel opinion of the three shitas that we quoted before? Reb Shimon Gamliel was the most makel shita. Vika Amar, and he even said, "Kol she'atanosi bito atanosi amanaso, v'chol she'iatanosi bito iatanosi amanaso." Whoever you can marry their daughter, if a kohen can marry the daughter, so then he can marry the amana. And but here, by an amanas isa, whatever that case is, a woman who has certain sekus about her, you can't marry the daughter. So lemute amanas isa shepsulul kahuna. So that's excluding amanas isa. So you see, all these three shitas would not include amanas isa in being kosher. So therefore, you know that it's everybody agrees that she is psula. La fuke mitahani tanoi. And that's, by the way, against the following tanoim who machshir. Titznan, the Mishnah says in Meseches Idios, hey to be sure of Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira al amanas isa shakshir lakuna. Right, they say that she's kshera lekahuna. My taima have a svek sveka because there's a double safek. The svek sveka lekula, and svek sveka is lekula in this case. So now we know the Gemara calls whatever amanas nisa is a svek sveka. So we machlokas tanam here though. So what's the case? Why is there machlokas about this? Usually we know there's a principle svek sveka lekula. So what's the case? So Rashi here has maybe the easiest, but maybe the most problematic. Shita of Amanas Issa. There are three shitas of Amanas Issa. One is Rashi here. Rashi says that there's a man who is a Safek Chalal, and a woman marries him. So that's a Svek Sveka, because the Safek is about the man, and then the woman marries him. So why is that a Svek Sveka? There's only one Safek. The man's a Safek Chalal, and the woman marries him. So Rashi seems to say because the Safek doesn't start with her, but it starts with him, that's called a Svek Sveka. An unusual usage of Svek Sveka. That's what Rashi here says. Svek Sveka, ba'ala haya safek, v'hi ba'a mikocho lihi pasel. That's Rashi. So again, Tosfos jumps all over Rashi. The other Rishonim jump all over Rashi. That's not Svek Sveka. So the Pnei Yeshua says, you're right. You have to say this is not a usual usage of Svek Sveka. What does it mean, Svek Sveka, here? It just means you can go lakula like Svek Sveka. Why? Because the woman is a cheskas kashrus. The woman is a cheskas kashrus, and even the man is a cheskas kashrus. He's only a safek halal. So if he has a safek cheskas kashrus, and she has a cheskas kashrus, so put that together with the chash of being a halal, so that's lakula just like svek sveka. That's what Rashi must mean. The other got blav svek sveka mamishi, mikomakom dami l'svek sveka, kivin shabal gufa hu safek ashako, v'slechaskas heter, and she has, that is shitas Rashi here. Rashi in Ksubis quotes a second shot. Ksubis daf Yudalam Rebeis. I'm sorry, Yudalam Aleph. Rashi quotes Reb Yosef Tovelam, who quotes. Usually Rashi's quote of Yosef Tovelam is by Shabbos Hagadol. He quotes Reb Yosef Tovelam. But Matzati Amanis Isa. What's the case according to Rashi? It's a real svek sveka. What happens? You have a woman who is suffering megureshes, meaning a man threw a get to a woman, and we weren't sure if it was closer to the man and closer to the woman. And then the get got burned up, and then the man dies. So you don't know if she's a Safek Grusha or she's a Safek Grusha, Safek Almana. And then, a few days later, she finds another man, she gets married, and then 6 months later, they have a baby. So this child is a Safek from the second husband and Safek from the first husband. If it's from the first husband, he's totally kosher. Safek from the second husband, then if the mother was a Safek Grusha, she's a Chalal. But then there's a second Safek of maybe the mother was a Almana and not a Grusha. So that's the case of Almanas Isa, according to Rashi, in the name of Rabbi Yosef Tovelam, in Ksubas Daf Yudalad. Number two. Number three is Tosfos there, also in Ksubas Yudalad. He doesn't like either shot of Rashi. And he quotes, it just means there's a Safek Chalal that got into a family. And somewhere in this family, somebody married a Safek Chalal. So the Svek Svek is, maybe I, woman, married the Safek Chalal, and maybe I didn't marry the Safek, and even if I did, maybe he's not even a Chalal. Right, so then, those are the three pshatim of Amanas Issa in this case. Fine. Another big discussion along this and all the acronym, and that is, when you have a case, let's say according to Rashi, you have a Safek, the Rashi being the name of your Rabbi Yosef Tovelam. You have a Safek Grusha, and then a Safek who the child is from. There are two different types of Sfekas that we have. There's something called Safek Beguf, and something called Safek Beta'aroves. Safek Beguf means there's a Safek about an item. I'm not sure if this is kosher or treif. I'm not sure if this person is kosher or puzzle. That's a Safek Beguf. Safek Beta'aroves means, I have a treif frank that fell into 1,000 kosher franks. So each one is a Safek Beta'aroves, the mixture. So that's a different type of suffix. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simin Kuf Yud, suffix Echa Beguf, suffix Echa Betarovas, is not called a Svek Sveka. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Kuf Yud Siftes. Suffix Trefa, Shinis Arva Bacheros. You have a suffix Trefa that got mixed up in a whole bunch of other pieces of meat. Kulon Asuros. Achi Yehe Beheter Kade Lavatel Isser. Imu Mitvaram Hamis Batalim. Shakivet Shesuffix Arishon Hui Begufo, Ein Lahatiro Misvek Sveka. Mefur Shulchan Aruch. Svek Sveka does not apply by Svek Echa Beguf, Svek Echa Betarovas. Ask all the Achronim on the Shulchan Aruch, what does he do with Amanas Issa? Amanas Issa, all the Tanaim are Mako, except for the Eidos given in Mesechus Idios, but all the Tanaim, why? That's, according to many Rishonim, Svek Echa Beguf, Svek Echa Betarovas. Well, the guy is a Svek Chalal, and then a Svek got mixed up into the family. Right, let's say Tosfos is shot there in Ksubas. So, there are various answers given. The most popular answer given here is that maybe by Safek Psulim In Yichus, it's different. If you have a Suffolk Trefa, okay, that's a totally different type of Suffolk. But a Suffolk Psot, we already know, Suffolk Mamzer is Mutter. Right? Only Vande Mamzer. Suffolk Mamzer is Mutter Mamish. That's part of the Halacha of Mamzer. Mamzer Vande Udas Rahmana. Mamzer Suffolk Mutter. So many Achronim say that maybe there's a difference. Shiny Psule Kahuna, that's what the Yavshah Shlomo says in, or Psulim in general, that's what the Yavshah Shlomo says in Ksubis. Another answer given is maybe if the Isur Merchal Babas Achas, maybe the Shulchan Aruch would agree. Suffolk Trefa and that falls into a mixture, a pot, so that's two different Sveika, two different times. But let's say if they're Chal B'Bas Achas, so then, you know, when this Suffolk Chala marries into the family, so at the same time, you know, regarding her, Suffolk, whether this is the guy, and Suffolk whether he is. So maybe you would say B'Bas, like the Isser, right, Isser Kola, Isser, Turi Surim, right, usually we say Ein Isser Chal Isser, but Isser B'Bas Achas Isral. So maybe a similar idea would be said here. Okay, that's a big discussion, and now we have to move on. Vadon bevadon mutter. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Elchanan, Rabbi Eliezer. Halachas like Rabbi Eliezer. Well, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said in our Mishnah, right, in the second part of our Mishnah on yesterday's daf, that Suffolk bevadai cannot marry each other. If you have a Suffolk mamzer and a bevadai mamzer, they cannot marry each other. That's Rabbi Eliezer's shita. So Rav says halachas like Rabbi Eliezer. Kamriti kami to Shmuel, but Rabbi Yehuda says when I said this to Shmuel, Amar li, he said no way. Hillel shown us or yuchsin olami bavel. The kulam mutar love was abazeh. What do you mean? Hillel said 10 yuchsin went up for bavel and they all can marry in with each other. So what are you talking about that a Suffolk can't marry a vadev? Yat Amar halachas like Rabbi Eliezer. You said halachas like Rabbi Eliezer. Remember what did we say in the Mishnah? Shtuki, Asufi, Mamzer, they can all marry each other, even though some are Sveika, some are Vadais. So Hillel said that, and you're telling me that the halachas like Rabbi Eliezer. Why don't you just quote our Mishnah? What do you mean Hillel told me? What do you mean Hillel shone? Hillel under the Brisa. Just say the Mishnah. So the Tosfos Reads says no, because Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was from Hillel. And it's from Hillel, so he wanted to give it more miyakirit. He wanted to show how much he trusted it. And that relates to Hanukkah. Right, that's the first day of Hanukkah, that relates to Hanukkah. One of the reasons given by the Achronim why Hanukkah is not in the Mishnah is because they say Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was from Hillel, was from David HaMelech, and he didn't want to give, again, you have to say this in the best way possible. Obviously, he lived after the whole Hashmonam dynasty was wiped out. The last 250 years of the Hashmonam, they were terrible. They were killing each other and assassinating each other. So he didn't want to put that right in the Mishnayos. As the Ramban says in Parashat Vayechi, their chait after the Hanukkah story was not giving over the Malchus back to Malchus Beis David, to Hillel. Right? So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi did not feel that they merited being in the Mishnayos. That whole the Hashmonam story. So again, because that was Hillel and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So right here. That's our Hanukkah connection for the day. Says the Gemara, Rami Derava Derav, Rami Deshmuel Deshmuel, Kasha on Ravin and Shmuel. Remember, Rav here said you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, meaning a Suffolk is not like a Vadai. Suffolk Mamzer cannot marry a Vadai Mamzer. Shmuel says, no, they're all Mutter. Right? They're all Mutter, meaning a Suffolk is like a Vadai. So that's against the following. To Itmar, Arusa Shibra. Let's say you have a Nisaris woman that is pregnant. So who's she pregnant from? So, Rav Amar Vlad Mamzer. Rav said the Vlad is a Mamzer, meaning Suffolk is like a Vadai. Shmuel Amar Avlad Shtuki. Shmuel says, no, the Vlad is a Shtuki. So Rav Amar Avlad Mamzer Umutam Mamzeris. Rav hold the Vlad is a Mamzer. And you don't even know if she became, meaning what's the issue? The issue is, did she have Bia with her Arus? And then the Vlad is not a Mamzer, because most hold that's an Isid Rabbanan. Or do you say the Vlad is from, she had Bia with somebody who was possible to her, and therefore, or even not, she's an Ishish. Even somebody is kosher, the Vlad is a mamzer. So you don't know. So it's a suffix. So Rav treats it like a vadai. Ushmuel amar Vlad shtuki, vasa b'mamzeris. That's an opposite of what we just said. We said that Rav holds like Rabbi Eliezer, who says the suffix is not allowed to marry a vadai. So suffix is not like vadai. And here, suffix, it is a vadai mamzer. So answer number one, efach, switch it, no problem. Rav amar Vlad shtuki, shmuel amar Vlad mamzer. So switch those shitos. Vatarti lamali. So by the way, why do you need both machlokos? Machlokos are Rav and Shmuel. About Arusa Sheibra and the Machlokas about the Yuchsin. Do we pass in like Rabbi Eliezer or not? So it's really, you need both. If you only had our Mishnah, Bahakama Rav, maybe only there Rav says that the Halakha is like Rabbi Eliezer, we should draw Sharon Etzla, because there most people are Kosher Etzla, and therefore you can assume that the Suffolk is probably Kosher, and that's why the Suffolk cannot marry a Mamzer. Aval Hasan drew Psulan Etzla, but there, in the case of the Arus, everybody in the world except her husband is going to create a mamzer. So there, so maybe there he would agree to Shmuel that the person, I'm sorry, did I skip a line? Maybe he'll agree to Shmuel there that Suffolk is like a Vadai, and therefore the kid's probably a Mamzer, and you treat him like a Mamzer. And the other way, and if you only had the other case of Arusa Shebra, maybe only there Rav says his Shitim Shim to Ika Lamithle Baris, because there's somebody that she probably had Bia with. Her Aris. But in our Mishnah, maybe he would agree to Shmuel. That is all answer number one. You could switch Rav and Shmuel. Say, no, you don't switch it. Well, my mom's going to call my Rav. When Rav says mamzer, la mutabim mamzeres, doesn't mean vadai, that he can marry a mamzeres, ella, to asim a bas Yisrael. It just means he can't marry a bas Yisrael. This child cannot marry if there's a child born from an arusa that didn't have nisuin yet, then that child is asim a bas Yisrael. Ushmuel amar avat shtuki das a bas Yisrael. But Shmuel holds the same thing. So yachi, anu de Rav. What's the difference then between Rav and Shmuel? If Rav's not going across the board and saying a mamzer can marry a mamzeres, so what's the difference between them? Elamai shtuki shemeshas rosa b'dikahuna. No, when Shmuel says shtuki, he means he just can't marry a kohen, not a bas Yisrael. So pshita, the Gemara says, what do you mean? That's obvious. Hashdei midin Yisrael meshas kinon lei b'dikahuna mi boy. If this child cannot marry a bas Yisrael because it's a suffolk mamzer, so surely she can't marry a kohen. So elamai shtuki shemeshas rosa b'dikahuna aviv. That's what it means. Shmuel says that you won't let him have a pchelik of his father's possessions. So Gemara says, pshita, that's obvious, because you don't even know who the father is. It's a shtuki. Mia dinin abu amanu. You don't know who the father is. So lotzricha de tafas. No, what happens if, when he grows up, he says, that's my dad. And he goes after the father dies, right? He looks like him. Everybody says he looks like him. So he goes, he's toe-faced. So there, we take it away from him. Tfisa does not work. Why? Because the Ritva says, tfisa, which works in many areas of halacha, only works by tfisas bari. If the person being toe-faced is sure, this kid is not sure. This kid will never know for sure. Right? So that's why Tfisa doesn't work and we take it away from him. Right? So that Tfisa works by Knossos, by others, the end of the first break of Baba Kama. Well, that's the way the big sugi of Tfisa is. So Tfisa only works Bari. That's what the Ritva says here. Vibari Seema, another shot what Shtuki means. My Shtuki, Biduki. What does Shmuel mean? Shtuki means biduki. That you check the mother, and if she says lakasha nevalti, you believe her. So come on, we had these three lines a few days ago. Krebi Gamliel. What? So is that going like the Shmuel? Krebi Gamliel. So Amr Shmuel Chadazimno. We already know that. Tetzan, the Mishnah says in Ksubas. Hi, Simu Beres. Amr Lomati Bishalu Barzu. A woman is pregnant, then you ask her, who were you? Who'd you live with? Mishponi Vakawainu. She says, I live with a Miyuchas. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Blazer, Omer Nemenes. We believe her because of Bari Vishema, Bari Adif. Rabbi Shu Omer, Ain't Nemenes. She's not believed. Gamliel. So you already know how Shmuel holds like Rabbi Gamliel. So what would be the chiddush of saying here, Shtuki means Baduki? So Tzricha, Mehasam, Hava, Mina, Hasam, Rov, Ksherim, Etzla, over there in the Mishnah Ksubis, Rov, Ksherim, and that's why you could go like Rabbi Gamliel. That's why you need both cases. Period. Okay, next Gemara. Vitanya, V'chein, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, Kusi, Lo Yisa, Kusis. A kusi cannot marry a kusis. The kusim from the story of Malachim Beis, that the group of non-Jews were put there by the king of Ashur, and the Hashem brought the lions, and they, quote-unquote, were misgayer because they were scared. So those were the kusim. Machlokas in the Gemara, which is going to come up, whether they had a heartfelt gayrus or not. Obviously, the motivation was not pure, but did they lamaisa accept in the end or not? That seems to be a machlokas. So, a kusi cannot marry a kusis. Bizman hazeh, my time, a why. Why? So we are going to have six pshatim, why not? All the way to the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. But we're going to do a couple of them today. Bezos Hashem. Says the Gemara number one, my time, Amar of Yosef, Asa Uhu Keger La'achar Asar Adoros. Right? And just before that, why would it be Asar? Because Tosas points out, what's the chash? We're going to treat a kusi either like a ger, right, what's the most it would be? It should be a ger, a mamzer, right, a safek. So they're all mutter with each other anyway. So why wouldn't we allow kusi to marry a kusis? So it says Rav Yosef, asu keger lachar asar doros. We treat kusim like a ger after 10 generations. Titanya, because the halacha is ger asar doros mutter b'mamzeris. Let's say you have gerim 10 generations down, 8, 9, 10 generations. A ger and a geros marry each other. They have a child, and that child marries a ger or a geros, and they keep going. That's the progeny is continuously mutter b'mamzeres, as long as there's a geirus still in the family. Mikan ve'elach asam mamzeres, after 10 generations not. 10 generations it stops midrabanan. Let's continue. V'yesh omrin, or others say, and both these days according to Shulchan Aruch, ad yishtaka shem avodah zarah mimenu. No, until the shem avodah zarah, meaning if people forget that they were once non-Jewish. Once people forget that they were not Jewish anymore, they can no longer marry mamzerim. Because then people are going to say, wow, you saw us a lot of marrying a mamzer? So that's why midrabanan, it's no longer. So just like there, so too, a kusi cannot marry a kusis. Why? Because people will think that maybe one of them is a suffix psul and the other one is a full Jew. Therefore, you say they can't marry each other. So Amalei Abai, the Gemara says, your question that you're about to ask, me dummy, they're not comparable. Hasam ger yashem abzeres chadasha. By gerus, there's a problem because nobody knows that they're Jewish, but nobody knows that they were from Gerim. That's old. And a mamzeres is chadasha. But Amri bar Yisrael who tukanas a mamzeres. People might say a Jew is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. But in the case of the kusim, they're all equal. Either you know they're kusim or you know they're not kusim. You think kusim are mamzerim or you don't think kusim are mamzerim. But kacha idi bi idiki adadinenu. They're the same thing. So why wouldn't you allow a kusi and a kusis to get married? So number two, Elok Yasser of Dimi Amar Balazer Savar Amar. Rabbi Lazar Savalak Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael Savalak Rabbi Akiva. So what does that mean? Rabbi Lazar Savalak Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Yishmael, who holds the Amar Kusim Geirei Arayos Heim. Kusim or Geirei Arayos, meaning the Ritva says here and elsewhere that they never really accepted, even though they said we do, but they never really did. They kept worshiping Avodah Zarah, even B'shaitam. Not that they changed later. The Gemara says later on that they found an Avodah Zarah on the mountain of the Kusims. Now we treat them all like Goyim. But even originally, says the Manda Amar Geirei Arayos, that they didn't accept. And that's, and there, and Rabbi Shaw saw like Rabbi Akiva to Amar, and he also holds, Rabbi Shaw holds like Rabbi Akiva, who holds, Owe Kachan, the Evan Abba, Bashi, Sola Vlad Mamzer, a guy who lives with an Evan, the Vlad is a Mamzer. So, what's the problem by the Kusim? Rashi explains that if a Kusi is Geirei Arayos, so then, if the male Kusim, whoever they marry, the child's going to be a Mamzer. Or it's called Rabbi Mamzer because it holds like Rabbi Akiva. So you have a bunch of Mamzerim running around and marrying them. And if you have a female Kusi, so then the child's going to be a guy. Child's going to be a guy. So you have Goyim and Mamzerim, you know, running around. So that's why a Kusi can't marry a Kusis, because maybe one of them is from one family that's a Mamzer, one family that's not a Mamzer, and that's why it's going to lead to problems. That's what Rashi says, and that's why a Kusi is not allowed to marry a Kusis. What do we paskin about a goy ve'eved haba bas Yisrael? So we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Right? We paskin the Vlad is kosher. The Vlad is kosher. A Vlad kosher. Can that Vlad marry a Kohen? Eved v'ach haba bas Yisrael. A Vlad is kosher. Can that Vlad marry a Kohen? So if you look in the Piskei Tosfos, at the right over here, Piskei Tosfos is always the Piskei, it's right after the Masechta, before the Rush. The Piskei Tosfos in Kuf Mem Beis, right being medayik from one line in these Tosfos here, he holds that Vlad kosher just means the Vlad can become kosher after you put him into a mikvah. He's not a mamzer, meaning it's not like Rabbi Akiva. But in Kuf Mem Beis, right, im Ovid Kochavim Abba Bas Yisrael Avad Kosher Have Ovid Kochavim, really he's a guy. Kosher just means he's not a mamzer, not a mamzer. Therefore, he can do a gerus with him, and in that way, he can become a full Jew. Rova Poskim argue on this. Rova Poskim say, no, Vlad Kashim is kosher, he's Jewish. The mother's Jewish, he's Jewish. So Rova Poskim do not hold that way. It's a fascinating marshal in Yevamos Daf Tezayin, in the Chachma Shlomo, on the bottom of the marshal. The marshal says, maybe it depends on what he acts like when he gets older. Mm-hmm. If he acts like his father, then he's like his father. He's not Jewish. If he acts like his mother, so then he acts like his mother. So again, there's a Ramban, maybe in Parshas Emor, that seems to allude to this, but we don't have time right now. Anyway, says the Gemara. Look at the Ramban on the end, on the Makalel. Why the Makalel needed a Geirus if he had a Jewish mother. So can look there. Says the Gemara, continuing. Umi Savlar Bishmal Krabi Akiva. What did we just say? Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Akiva. Does Rabbi Shmuel hold like Rabbi Akiva? Really? That there's Mamzeris, but from Chayv Yilavin. If a guy or an Eved is Boel with a Jew, Shepsalua, they passel her. Shneimar Abbas Kohen Tia Amana Ugrusha Vezera Einla. Abbas Kohen, who becomes widowed or divorced, and she doesn't have children, she could go back to her father's house to eat truma. So the Gemara darshes mishiyesh lo amanas v'gershin. Only a woman who's married to somebody who she could be an amana and a grusha from. Yatsa ovi kachavim v'evish ain't lo amanas v'gershin. If she's married to a guy, she's not an amana or gershin because she was never considered married. So there's a special drusha to teach me that if somebody's married to a guy, so then she's psula. She's psula latruma and to go back to her father's house. Says the Gemara, "Vistakar la tzarav la Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Shmuel really holds like Rabbi Akiva, hashda mamzer havi mifsal bebiyasu miboy. So we know the child's a mamzer. So of course the mother is mifsal. So what do you mean a drasha for that? So, answer number three, you just have to modify what we just said. It's just a modification of answer number two. Don't say, Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Akiva. Just say, Rabbi Elazar holds like both of them. Rabbi Elazar, Savala like Rabbi Shmuel, Damar Kusam Geri Arayas, Vis Savala like Rabbi Akiva, Damar Oed Kacham, Eved Abba, Zesor, Van Mamser. So, get Rabbi Shmuel out of the picture, so you won't have a problem with the Lushitas of Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Gemara, we sell Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so even Rabbi Elazar, you have a problem. Why? Even though the first Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos tells us that Beisham Beisila have a machlokas about Saros, meaning if 10 women fall to a person and one of them is his daughter, his brother happened to be married to his daughter, right? Reuven's, Shimon was married to Reuven's daughter, and then Shimon dies. So now one of the 15 women that fall to Reuven is also to him. So we passing like Beis Hillel, they're all mutter to marry Lashuk without anything. Beis Shammai says no. They have to do Yibam. So according to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai is creating Mamzerim. Right? So even though they haven't argued, they argue about that. Modim, they both agree, Shein Mamzer El Mimisha Isur Isur Erev Anish Kares. They agree that Mamzer is only from an Isur Erev Anish Kares, meaning Beis Hillel holds like Beis Shammai is creating Mamzerim. Beis Shammai does not hold like Beis Hillel is creating Mamzerim. Because according to Beis Hillel, it's Yivam Alashuk. That's an Ischaivi Lavin. So Chaivi Lavin does not create Mamzerim. So you see, Rabbi Elazar does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. Only the Eishas Ach is going to create the Mamzer and not the Yivam Alashuk. So answer number four, Elok Yezarab and Amr Abchiyah Bar Abba, Amr Abyochanan, Va'amrila, Amr Abiyah Bar Zadda, Amr Abchanin, Va'amrila, Amr Abiyakab Bar Idi, Amr Abshu Ben Levi. Shalosh Machlokas Badavar. There are really three shitas. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat of this Gemara. There are three shitas how to interpret the pasuk that the Gemara is about to quote. Three different ways you can interpret this pasuk. One of them is going to be Rabbi Elazar's interpretation, and that's going to explain why Kusi cannot marry a Kusis. That's what we'll see in the Gemara. So let's just read the first shita though, and then we'll get to the other ones later. The Rabbi Shmuel Savar Kusam Giri Arayas. You know what? Let's do all three shitas tomorrow. Let's stop here. So I'm going to be all late. Halal today, starting a little early. So we'll stop here, Beis Hashem, and we will continue.